It's been almost 5 years since we started this journey of building a software tool to liberate and educate entrepreneurs who wanted to change the world. This podcast reveals the tips and strategies we and our fellow entrepreneurs have used to start, build, grow, and scale their companies. My name is Dave Woodward. Join me as I take you behind the scenes so you can hear what works, what doesn't, and the strategies being used to get your message out to the world. Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio. Hey everybody, welcome back. This is going to be kind of a crazy different podcast. This is one I'm dealing with on a personal issue. We moved into our house. We built a house about almost a year and a half ago now in a quasi new subdivision. It was actually an extension of a golf course community. Some of the holes they just no one basically saved for the last phase. And in doing that, we thought, you know, great, we'll be one of the first ones and pick the lot and everything else. They're all custom homes. And so we moved in, picked the lot at the end of a cul-de-sac, and super excited, got everything going, got everything built. We were like the fourth of the, probably 20 houses that they're building in this area. Well, over the course of the last, probably 6 months, our two neighbors' houses are now being built. And the neighbor on my right has finished, and so we back up to the fourth green, or the fourth tee box and fairway green, and I literally look out my window now, and I have two metal, lack of a better term, they literally look like cow troughs stacked on top of each other for what supposedly is going to be a planter box, and then these four tall Italian spruce type of corner things, and then gravel. And I'm like, this is on the golf course. You got to be kidding me. Now, I made the mistake of not going and talking to my neighbor. I've been busy for the last month. I literally just got back from travel. I'm like, I see the finished product. I'm just totally frustrated. That's on my right side. On my left side is where our driveway is. And our neighbor literally has put their house as close to the property line as they possibly could take advantage of their other side. So I'm sitting here thinking, great, when we first moved in, it was awesome because we had just this beautiful view, everything was going to be perfect, and then now I'm sitting there totally frustrated, contemplating even moving, and dealing with this because I'm like, are you serious? I can't believe the way this has ended up. My only reason I'm mentioning this is, as I take a look over a couple of different, from a business perspective, the same thing happens. There's a lot of people that have a great idea, and they strike first. And in striking first, yes, they get the first mover advantage, but if they don't capitalize on it, if they don't really learn from it and grow, and more importantly, stay further ahead of what's going on, they typically will be overtaken by somebody else. A classic example would have been Lead Pages. Lead Pages was really the first software that kind of came out as landing page software. Since then, there have been a ton of different companies that have kind of done out and created landing pages. Every autoresponder these days has landing pages. We basically came into the market about the same after Lead Pages got their first round of funding and realized, okay, landing pages is just a start. So what we decided to do was to take it to the next level and create funnels. And so we took what they had and built and made it even better. Now, in doing that, some of the things that that you get from by being able to see what other people are doing is you actually have the opportunity of really learning from that and growing and capitalizing on what people's shortcomings or mistakes are when they strike first. You take a look at the iPhone, the same similar type of thing happened where from the iPhone standpoint, there was a ton of other phones that were out there. But what they did is Apple realized, okay, there's the phone. Let me combine the phone along with music and along with a camera and make it one of the best things out there. So because of that, the iPhone literally has become the leader. They were not the first. So the first mover basically, again, I think back as far as like Motorola, Nokia, some of these other, the flip phone, all these things that literally could have been there. BlackBerry really dominated in a lot of the email side of it. And so Apple took what was out there and kind of said, okay, what would be the next phase? And try to basically leapfrog their competition by adding on and creating better and serving the customer better. I take a look at a lot of the products and services that that we use these days, it's typically not the very first person. It's someone who basically says, oh, that's a great idea. Let me make a better mousetrap that serves. And most of the time what I see is it combines multiple products or services into one. And again, now instead of having to carry around a camera and a phone and thing and a music storage thing, let's put it all into one. Instead of making the best camera, instead of making the best iPhone or the best phone. So as I take a look at a lot of movers in any industry, realize that sometimes the first mover actually is at a disadvantage. And so when you start looking at the products and the services and things that you're creating and what you're going to add to the marketplace, don't just do a me too type of product. Instead, take a look and say, okay, this is what's working already. Now let me go ahead and let's take it to a new level. A classic example right now I'm seeing is things that Alex Hormozi has done from Gym Launch. So Gym Launch Secrets, he did the same type of situation where he basically saw there was this need to help fill gyms. And one of the biggest things that was filling gyms were challenges. And so he went out and helped fill gyms. And then what he realized is, what I really serve is the gym owner. So what are the other products, the services, the things the gym owners need? So then created a supplement line to then add to that. He then created additional marketing tools to add to that, to where he now becomes a one-stop shop for the gym owner for everything. And now, if you listen to the most recent podcast, he's now creating a hybrid model, which is now taking, instead of having people who are going online first and then going offline, he's taking just the opposite, where he's taking people offline to take them then online. So as you take a look at your business, realize that there's a whole bunch of opportunities in any marketplace to take advantage of the disadvantages a first mover typically will have. They're the ones who are out there doing all the research, trying to find out the market, to identify the market, to really kind of come up with what's the opportunity. And now the key is, how do you then take that opportunity and then create a new opportunity on the backbone of the first mover? So hopefully that makes sense to you guys. I'll keep you posted as far as what we decide to do. I actually have a contractor coming over, seeing how I'm going to deal with this thing on the side of my house on one side, and I don't know, we may actually end up moving. So who knows? Stay tuned. We'll keep you posted. In the meantime, make sure you take a look at your business and the way in which you're taking advantage of things, and find something that's already working. Find a way of actually taking that and either adding to it, creating new things that would then serve that community better. Have an awesome day. We'll talk to you guys soon. All right. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Right now, as we're going on our journey to 100,000 users, we really want to invite you along. And one of the ways we can invite you along is we want to find out what you think about what we're currently doing. So please rate, review this, share this with others, take a picture of this and post on Instagram, tag us in it, tag Funnel Hacker Radio or tag Dave Woodward. We'd love to know what your thoughts are. And most importantly, the ways that we can actually help you journey to whatever number of users or customers or community you're trying to build. Remember, you're just one funnel away.